Lost in the bouncy strains of all my exes live in Texas, I began to spin under the arm of my partner, a middle-aged Tony Curtis lookalike. Halfway through, I flashed on how much fun my gal pals and I had at country dance lessons, and how fit we'd become. Non-stop high-stepping for a few hours made you sweat like a horse. As I finished the spin, a red-hot pain stabbed my shoulder. Ow! I jerked away and clutched the hot spot as other couples blew by in a lively western two-step. My partner froze. His relaxed-fit jeans stayed relaxed. But worry skittered over his face, flattening one black eyebrow under his fringe of silver hair. "Sorry, Pepper," he said. "Me too," I muttered. "My shoulder hasn't been the same since I fell off Bob." Tony's eyes widened, his head tilted, making him resemble a curious cat. He took a slow step back. "I fell off Bob" seemed a perfectly reasonable explanation. It was the truth. But I saw wheels turning behind Tony's curly-lashed eyes and detected a stiffness in his spine. He must have wondered what in heck kind of woman he'd hooked up with. "Oh," I said, "Bob's my horse. He bucked me off a few months ago." Tony's face softened. He nodded, but didn't use that as an entree for further chat. "You all right to go on?" "Oh, yeah," I rolled my shoulder. It felt better. I rode him through $5, landed hard, cracked some ribs, but almost made the horn. Tony gave me that curious cat look again. Not the brightest bulb in the box.